Sunday morning session. Choices. President Thomas S. Monson.
Brothers and sisters, before I begin my formal message today, I'd like to announce four new temples, which in coming months and years will be built in the following locations: Quito, Ecuador; Harare, Zimbabwe; Belém, Brazil; and a second temple in Lima, Peru. When I became a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles in 1963, there were 12 operating temples in the entire church. With the dedication of the Provo City Temple 2 weeks ago, there are now 150 temples in operation throughout the world. How grateful we are for the blessings we receive in these holy houses. Now, brothers and sisters, I wish to express my gratitude for the opportunity to share a few thoughts with you this morning. I've been thinking recently about choices. It's been said that the door of history turns on small hinges, and so do people's lives. The choices we make determine our destiny. When we left our premortal existence and entered mortality, we brought with us the gift of agency. Our goal is to obtain celestial glory, and the choices we make will in large part determine whether or not we reach our goal. Most of you are familiar with Alice and Lewis Carroll's classic novel, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. You'll remember that she comes to a crossroads with two paths before her, each stretching onward, but in opposite directions. As she contemplates which way to turn, she's confronted by the Chinese cat, of whom Alice asks, "Which path shall I follow?" The cat answers, "That depends where you want to go. If you do not know where you want to go, it doesn't matter which path you take." Unlike Alice, we know where we want to go, and it does matter which way we go, for the path we follow in this life leads to our destination in the next life. May we choose to build up within ourselves a great and powerful faith, which will be our most effective defense against the designs of the adversary, a real faith, a kind of faith which will sustain us and will bolster our desire to choose the right. Without such faith, we go nowhere. With it, we can accomplish our goals. Although it's imperative that we choose wisely, there are times, yes, there are, when we make foolish choices. The gift of repentance provided by our Savior enables us to correct our course settings, that we might return to the path which will lead us to that celestial glory we seek. May we maintain the courage to defy the consensus. May we ever choose the harder right instead of the easier wrong. As we contemplate the decisions we make in our lives each day, whether to make this choice or that, if we choose Christ, we will have made the correct choice. That this may ever be so is my heartfelt and humble prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen.